I'm Jack Lessenberry. Donald Trump is bringing his chaotic presidential campaign to Michigan today for the second time in 2 weeks. He's going to speak to a rally at a sports arena in Diamonddale, a little outside Lansing, about 5 this afternoon. And this morning, I realized something, which was that I don't much care. I've had more than enough of this endless campaign. No other nation runs elections anything like the way we do. In one sense, ours are very orderly. We always vote on the same day. If the nation is still on the planet in a century, we'll elect a president on Tuesday, November 3rd, 2116. Unfortunately, the way things have been going, politicians will start campaigning for that election soon. Take the current presidential campaign. The first time we saw a national televised debate was more than a year ago in Cleveland. Now we still have more than 80 days more. Last year, Canada had the longest national election campaign in that nation's history. The whole thing lasted, are you ready for this, 78 days. The ruling Conservative Party was strongly criticized for dragging it out, and that may have been a minor factor in their defeat. Now, I realize that not everybody is paying attention to our campaign yet, other than politicians, political junkies, and the people who have to fill up the programming for a seemingly endless number of 24-hour cable news channels. Years ago, the axiom was that ordinary people didn't really start paying attention to the presidential election until after the last out of that year's World Series. That was, however, in an era when the World Series usually ended in the first week of October. These days, it sometimes goes until November. My personal view is that while most voters are somewhat aware of the campaigns early on, they really don't fully engage until the first televised debate between the two major party candidates. This year, that's supposed to be September 26th, at Hofstra University in New York, and chances are that will be the key moment of this campaign. Richard Nixon in 1960 and Al Gore 40 years later probably would have been elected had it not been for bad first debates. Presidents Obama and Reagan managed to recover from poor first debates when they ran for re-election, but they both had a lot going for them. Professional politicians, by the way, think it's sort of crazy that Donald Trump is in Eaton County today. It's a county that used to be Republican, but has been trending Democratic. But barely 100,000 people live there. Trump's chances of winning Michigan are also no more than about 10%. A conventional candidate would be spending this week solidifying support in traditionally Republican states like Arizona and Georgia, which seem to be slipping away. But the author of The Art of the Deal is anything but conventional. He acts on whim and impulse and could correctly say that if he played by the established rules, he never would have gotten the nomination. One never knows quite what he'll do or say, which is why they're bound to pack them into that arena tonight. And just think, we have almost 3 excruciating months left to go.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.